This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time now for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum will discuss signing up for milk insurance. While that is not a direct feed factor, it does play into the calculations. So let's look ahead to 2021. It looks like we have lots of milk, Bill, in the United States. We're up 2.4% more milk, which means that's more milk than we can probably handle without having some impact on milk price. And that's due to 48,000 more dairy cows on dairy farms in the U.S., and the cows are milking well this year. Not a lot of heat stress on cows, and cows are coming into the fall producing higher levels of milk. The other factor, of course, is government payments. Roughly 30% of the profits in 2020 are going to be related to the government programs. And if we're not quite sure where the family food program is going to be, that's going to run out in December. That has an impact, and not sure we'll have any more programs depending as we change administration. So the bottom line is that we could be looking at prices in March and April of $16.50 a hundred. We do have a program that our listeners should be aware of. It's called the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, or the DMC program. And what that does is it covers the spread between milk price and feed costs. So let's go back and look at August. The cost to produce 100 pounds of milk was calculated by this program at $7.97. That used hay at $182 a ton, and that's very typical now, $3.12 a bushel of corn, and of course we're now looking at over $4 a bushel for corn, and soybean meal in the August run was $2.90 a ton, and of course we're getting close to about $3.90 a ton as well. It'll be important, as you'll see. The price in August used for milk was $18.80. You subtract off the $7.97, and that meant the margin was $10.83. And the program pays for anything below $9.50. So there was no payment in August. However, we look back in March of 2020, there was a 35-cent payment. That was when the COVID began. April, $3.40 a hundredweight you received. May, $4.13. And they are projecting in September a payout because of the feed cost, $1.24. We don't know what that number is yet. Our listeners need to be aware that it costs roughly 15 cents per hundredweight to buy this insurance, and then there's a $100 administrative fee as well. And that covers $9.50 spread. It covers roughly 5 million pounds of milk, so that's typically 200 cows, or if they're Holsteins, 250 cows, if they're Jersey, and that is at the 95% level. There is another program farmers can pick from, and that's the Dairy Revenue Protection Program. And the records reported last week was about 31% of the milk in January to March of 2021 was protected. So, Bill, our take-home message is that farmers need to be keenly aware because the sign-up period is right now. So you either have to sign up here in November and early December, or it is too late. You cannot enroll. Last year, when COVID hit, farmers asked, could they enroll at that point? And the USDA said, nope, you can't do it. You've got to buy that insurance before the problem hits. So be ready to sign up if you think this program is for you. Even our larger herds in Arizona and New Mexico did sign up because they said, well, we'll protect maybe 10 or 20% of our cows or milk using that tool. As far as that goes, be well aware you will sign up at your local FS office. So that concludes our program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. And again, December 11th is the deadline to register for the new Dairy Margin Coverage Program. Our thanks to Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday. And more feed news. Have you ever wondered which parts of the Midwest grow more corn and which parts grow more soybeans? There is a map for that on FarmDoc Daily. Illinois Extension Ag Economist Gary Schinke says once he set about putting it together, the map even surprised him.
Indiana and Ohio have more soybeans in their rotation than corn. They look a lot like southern Illinois, actually. And that sort of surprised me, particularly growing up in Ohio, where my family runs a 50-50 rotation. So I was surprised to see more soybeans there. Actually, the other one that sort of surprised me was Iowa. And you always knew the northern half of the state was more corn. But it's the northeast corner with much heavier corn, and not the northwest where all the hogs are.
That's Illinois Extension agriculture economist Gary Schnitke. And as feed prices continue to rise, cheese prices are starting to fall. StoneX dairy broker Dave Kurzowski will join Lee Milkey and talk about that on Monday. Thanks for listening and have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.